There's no shortage of advice for new writers. First from our family and friends, and then from trusted first readers. It's always well meant, but often difficult to action. The maybe you should, or the have you tried, can be frustrating. Because a little part of you remembers sitting alone with your story in your room, unwinding it from yourself, spinning it into words, and wants to be back in that place. Just you and your words, writing in a room empty of everything but your imagination. A little part of you doesn't want someone else's advice, even when it's good. I think that I was lucky, as the best advice I received as a writer was something that motivated rather than criticised, and it came to me early in my writing career, before I was even published. It is something that has motivated my writing ever since. 6 internationally published novels later, it is the same advice that I pass on to the emerging writers that I teach, and if anyone asks me for my top tip for writers, it's what I willingly share, if they have a moment to spare. One of my first readers offered this advice when I'd written my first literary novel, after I'd sent the painstakingly polished manuscript out to publishers and agents. It had been a true labour of love, and because that novel was semi-autobiographical, it was hard not to take the rejections personally. The manuscripts trickled steadily back to me, the postman knocking on the door to pass me yet another fat brown envelope, which I added to the stack in the corner. Many of the responses were what I called rave rejections, which, funnily enough, didn't make them easier to take. Editors and agents wrote phrases like, "It breaks my heart that I can't publish this book," but, it was too close to real life. It was too achingly sincere. There was no market for it. And then came the advice, from one specific editor, at the end of her thoughtful letter, "But I can tell you're a great writer, so keep writing. I'd love to see what you write next." Keep writing, that was it, and that was all. It sounded so obvious. But bizarrely enough, it almost hadn't occurred to me before. As a debut writer, I'd only focused on the book I'd already written. But this editor had called me a writer. Of course, I was a writer, and what writers do is write, because surely I had another story to tell. So I stopped worrying about the book I had written and started thinking about the book that I wanted to write. Instead of looking back, I looked forward. That next book was Bittersweets, the novel that got published as my debut. And my first editor, who gave me that advice, was the one who took it on. I've published 6 novels now. I've written more manuscripts that never made it to publication. But I'm not done yet, and I'm never disheartened. I remember that advice and pass it on. You're a writer. Keep writing.